For the second time this summer, an employee from an agency that fights wildfires has been charged with starting one. In Flagstaff, Arizona, a part-time firefighter for the Bureau of Indian Affairs was arraigned on charges that he set off the massive Rodeo Fire, a blaze that's torn through some 400,000 acres and destroyed more than 400 homes. Mitch Tyke of Arizona Public Radio reports.
29-year-old Leonard Gregg faces charges in connection with starting two fires on June 18th, both on the Fort Apache Indian Reservation. The first was a small fire that grew to only 1 acre and was controlled almost immediately. The second fire began near the rodeo grounds in Cibicue, Arizona. That blaze became the notorious Rodeo Fire, which is still burning. Gregg appeared before a federal magistrate in Flagstaff this morning. He said little during the 10-minute hearing until Magistrate Stephen Verkamp asked him if he had any questions. At that point, Gregg said, quote, "I'd just like to say that I'm sorry for what I did." Verkamp interrupted and reminded him that any of his statements could be used against him in a trial. But in the statement of probable cause filed along with the charges in U.S. District Court, the special agent who investigated the fire's origins writes that Gregg admitted to setting both fires. The statement says Gregg reportedly explained he set them in part because he was angry at his parents for their drinking problems. But at a news conference, U.S. Attorney Paul Charlton said Gregg had another motivation.
Let me tell you that there is evidence within that statement of probable cause that indicates that this individual started the fire so as to earn money as a contract firefighter.
And indeed, Gregg was on one of the first crews called in to battle the rodeo fire. Investigators also say that boot prints found in the area the rodeo fire began matched boots belonging to Gregg. A preliminary hearing is set for Gregg on Wednesday morning. Until then, he's being held 100 miles away from the fire at a county jail in Flagstaff. Leonard Gregg's arrest came within 24 hours of the announcement by the U.S. Forest Service. It had fired Terry Barton, the employee charged with starting the Hayman Fire near Denver, Colorado. That fire reached 130,000 acres, but full containment is expected on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Flagstaff, Arizona.